Welcome to The Sojo Show with Jen and AJ, where you'll dig deep into God's Word alongside two imperfect, frequently ineloquent women as we discover fresh ways to walk out God's truth together.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Sojo Show with Jen and AJ.
AJ and Jen. All the people.
Jen and AJ sounds so much better.
Because I'm the best.
You're my pshaw. Welcome. We're so glad to have you here.
Yes, we are.
And we are almost done. Is this our last? This is
no, we have two more. We have two more today. Okay. One more after this one.
All right. So today we are continuing on.
Okay. So just so you guys know, the reason she's confused is because
it's her fault.
We are in a marathon podcast recording.
Yes.
Right now we're together in real life, and I'm making her record all these, and she's out of words already.
I'm getting very close. Uh-huh,
she's out of words.
And she's switching up the order on me too. So
well, it makes more sense.
So confused.
And so listen to what she says right before the last episode. So we've done two already today, and we've got two more to do. So she says, let's just do something else first and come back to this later tonight.
Well,
do you know what that means, ladies and gentlemen? It means I'm tired of doing this. Let's just not do it anymore.
But then I promised her. I said, I promise I will record three more episodes before I lay my head down on the pillow at night. Because you guys know how I do that.
And I did not believe her. So here we are.
She said, no.
No.
No, ma'am. Actually was her exact words. No, ma'am.
So here we are. Here we are. Tell them why we're here. Or ask the question. I don't know what we're doing. What are we doing?
Okay. Well, okay. So I'm going to ask the question and then we can tell them why we're here.
Okay. Sounds good.
So my question is, have you adopted a pet?
Okay.
Well, I wasn't expecting that. It sounds like we got a story to tell.
Okay. So for the most part, we do not adopt pets because they adopt us.
Oh.
Okay. So most of our pets have sort of just showed up. Like we have our current dog right now. We found him on the side of the road. She was a baby puppy, teeny little puppy, 4 months old. It's very sad. She's on the side of the road. There was nobody around. I saw her on the way to school. I saw her on the way home. I was like, well, what's happening? So I went to the only house on the road and they said somebody dumped that dog this morning.
Oh, that is so sad.
It was the worst. So she became ours. I took her home. I was like, hey, Brad, my husband. I said, we'll find her a home.
Mm-hmm.
And we did.
You did the old sneakeroo there. I see how you work.
So she's there. We had one dog that was, it had to be rehomed because her owner got sick. We had one dog that showed up at somebody else's house. They knew where to send them, you know, so all the things. So yeah, so we have a lot of pets. We've had a lot of pets, but our cats, one of them was found at a gas station. On the side of the road, mm-hmm. astray. The other one was found, under the tire of somebody's, in the engine of somebody's car. Another stray. I know. And so anyway, they just sort of find us. However, should I say it? We're thinking about truly, truly choosing a dog and picking it. I shouldn't say it because it may not go through.
I know. And then you'd be like super sad.
I know. I'm
okay. But you know, there's a kitty cat outside right now waiting
there
for
is.
You.
There's a kitty cat outside that I want to take home.
There really is a kitty cat.
Seriously. She is like, she has no home.
She has no home. So if you guys don't know, when Jen and I get together, which we are together right now, it is in like this central location from both of our places. And this time we're out in the middle of the boonies.
Nowhere.
And there's a little homeless kitty cat
yes.
that needs somebody to love her.
And we need to get that cat food.
She's like really, really pitiful.
No, but my husband will not let me take her home.
Yeah, but what's the difference, cat, dog? I mean, just tell him, cat,
boo,
dog.
Boo, boo.
You know?
No, I hope he never listens to this.
It's going
to
be
like, he's a man. Yeah, can I believe you just threw me under the bus?
He will not listen to
he
this.
Won't
so
listen. We're
it's
good.
Okay.
We're
yeah,
safe.
We're good.
If you're listening and you know him, do not mention this. Anyway, so yeah, I have adopted or they have adopted me. Anyway, we've been through the whole pet thing. Why do you ask?
Okay, well, adoption is actually a biblical concept. I don't know that adopting a pet is what he had in mind when he mentioned this in Romans 8, but like a lot of us have adopted pets. Yes. Some of us have adopted children.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And that would include me.
Yes.
But like a lot of us seriously have adopted pets.
A little more legit.
So, well, I mean, we can all kind of understand the concept.
Yes.
Of taking in something that may not have had a home.
Someone.
You know, someone that may not have had a home. And that's what I did. Well, my family and I. With our daughter, you know, she was an orphan. She did not have a mother and father that wanted to claim her. I mean, I'm just going to speak frankly here. She was abandoned at birth and she was left in a cardboard box at the gates of the orphanage. So obviously whoever left her there wanted her to be safe, but they could not or would not, mm-hmm. we don't know,
care for her.
And we were happy and have been extremely blessed to have the opportunity to have her as part of our family. And the cool thing about my adoption story is that I also have a biological daughter the same age as my adopted daughter. And so my biological daughter is 4 months younger than my adopted daughter. And so I can see the differences and the similarities between them so clearly. So like my biological daughter, when she was born, she learned to cry and she'd get answered, you know, like immediately. She would love me, hold on to me. Like she knew who to go to for comfort. Whereas my adopted daughter, when we adopted her, she was 12 months old. She was silent. Mm-hmm. And I was so shocked at like, this baby made no noise ever. You know, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She did not seek out comfort because she wasn't used to receiving it. She didn't cry. She wasn't going to get heard. It was so different. Like everything about these two girls, even though they were same age, they had the same provisions. They had the same resources. They have this now, they have the same last name. They have the same family. Like everything was the same, but one knew her belonging and utilized it, and the other did not yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They had to learn.
Okay. So I'm going to take your story and I'm going to run with it for a minute. Fast forwarding.
Yep.
13 years.
Yep.
14 years. Fast forwarding to the teenage girls that you now. Mother.
Yes.
I know you still see differences in their personalities, obviously,
mm-hmm.
but how have those differences in how they respond to you, how have those changed?
That's a really good question. So I would, you know, if I had a little bit more time to think about this, I could kind of flesh it out a little more. But right offhand, I would say that like for my adopted daughter, She will come to us, you know, she has totally made a switch. And whereas before, when we first got her for several years, she would not utilize what we had for her, you know, or who we were for her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That slowly mm-hmm. began to change. And now she does. But even now, like when I see her struggling, I have to remind her, speak up. Mm-hmm. Speak up. We're mm-hmm. here for you, you know?
Well, and then let's shift it the other way around, because I think this will lead us really nicely into the biblical understanding of adoption.
Mm-hmm.
How did your view on these two children, how were they the same or different then and now?
My view of the children?
Yeah. How do you feel? I mean, as one child being biological, one child being adopted, what is your relationship with them as far mm-hmm. as how, what do you pour out to them?
Yeah. Well, honestly, I forget that my adopted daughter is adopted.
Yes.
Like, I don't even think of it. Like, the only reason I say adopted and biological is for the listener,
right?
Their frame of mind. Like, I don't categorize them that way at all
right.
anymore.
So she is your daughter.
She is
what you're saying.
Totally my daughter.
So
totally.
If you were to think about your two daughters,
mm-hmm.
the way you think of your two daughters at this point, and probably the moment you adopted her,
mm-hmm.
probably even before, I would imagine, yeah, depending on how much time you had.
Yeah.
Your view towards them were the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess this is where I'm getting at. I'm leading this and you know where I'm leading it, but you know, just because she was adopted makes her no less of a daughter.
No. And actually,
and it makes it kind of is like she was chosen.
It right. And that's what I'm going to say, because I've worked so much harder for the relationship that I have with my adopted daughter. And it's precious,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. it's really, really precious. It's something that is very valuable. And I think partly it's because it came at a cost for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've both had to work for this relationship,
mm-hmm.
and the just the sweetness that we have. It's come through a lot of blood, tears, and sweat. You know, whereas my biological daughter, it wasn't so much the same because it was there from the very beginning. You know, and it kind of makes that relationship with my adopted daughter maybe a little more precious. I mean, I hate to say that.
Well, but a different kind of precious.
It's different.
The relationship's different because the person is different too.
Right.
And that's like when you have other biological children too. And I have four children and I don't love any of them any more than all of the others.
It's different.
But
it's
they're different. Your relationship's different because they are different people.
Yes. Yes.
And God and our experiences and God's providence has been different.
Right.
Depending on, you know, just I mean, all the different variables.
And the blessing, right. The blessing of this child is so great. You know, it is so
mm-hmm.
There's no words to describe it. And every child is a blessing, you know, and you can kind of understand if you have multiple children, wow, in different ways, these children are different blessings, but there's just something about adoption that opened my eyes to the love of God that I did not experience with any of my others.
Well, and I'm going to go ahead and pull us into Romans.
Yeah.
I'm moving you over here just so that if you stay on camera, you keep for those of you listening to the podcast, we are on camera right now. I don't know why. Maybe we'll do something with it. But she keeps talking and like scooting off the screen. It's hilarious. Okay. So Romans 8, let's go back to Romans 8 because we're talking through Romans 8. We're talking through promises of the cross. And in Romans 8, verses 14 through 16, it says this: "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God." And if you go one more verse, "If children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him." There is way too much in those few verses for us to really discuss in this. I mean, seriously, there is a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
But what really stands out to me and in your story, and you know, you asked me the silly question about adopting pets, and but what kind of stands out is that we are all, if you're trusting in Christ, we are all adopted. That is our promise. We are adopted. And what I was trying to kind of get at and hear, which we did hear, is that when you are adopted, you are the same, and even like you said, the special of I was actually chosen.
Right. You were intentionally pursued.
That is what God does with us too.
Yes.
He has chosen you, if you are trusting in him.
Yes, that's
right. He has pursued you like a hound.
And paid a price.
A half price. That's right. Know? He bought you with the price of the blood of his son.
I mean, John 3:16, you know, he gave his only begotten son to have this adopted child, which is you, me.
You know, if you go back, this part about the Abba Father, you know, go back to Mark 14. So let me just find it. I would have found it beforehand. Sorry. Okay. So in Mark 14, 36, he says they're in the garden of Gethsemane before Jesus's death. And it says, and he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will. So he is calling his Father, Abba, Father. This is a very, very special and personal word. If you go back to Matthew 6, I think it's in Matthew 6. I find this just really interesting. So Matthew 6, 9, he says, do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. That word for Father there is the same word. It's Abba.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's like the one who cares for you, who loves you.
Yeah, it is the word that the Father who knows. He knows mm-hmm. you better than anybody. He knows your needs before you ask. Mm-hmm. He's the one you pray to when you're in the biggest distress, the mm-hmm. largest distress. It is a very special word. And yet we go back over to Romans. And who gets to cry that?
Right, we do.
We get to cry that.
Well, and not only
that. We call him that.
Right, but not only that, but what you just read about Jesus in the garden, Jesus was calling on his daddy.
Yeah, he was.
And his daddy said no. His daddy said no, I cannot. And you know why? It was for us.
Yeah.
It was for us. It was so that we could call him Father.
Yeah, yes.
He denied his very own son what his son was begging him for.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
that father, wow. it's like saying daddy,
please.
Daddy.
Yes.
Daddy. And if you have children, whether you are, most of you are not daddies, most of you are mamas. But if your child comes to you and says, Mommy,
please,
I'm hurting. Mommy, yes. I don't want to do this. I mean, you're going to probably move heaven and earth to try and get them not to have to do it.
That's right.
If there's any way possible. But this was the same father that loved his son just like he loves us. And because of this act, we now can call him Abba, Father, right, as well. And the Spirit bears witness to the fact. So God, the Spirit bears witness to the fact that we are now the same mm-hmm. as Christ in God's eyes.
Yes.
We are adopted. Sons. We are just like your two daughters mm-hmm. are the same. They will have the same inheritance. They yeah. have the same rights. They have the same everything.
Yes.
We are the same as the perfect, sinless, spotless lamb. Mm-hmm. And to wrap our brains around that, I say that all the time because it's impossible to do, but to try to understand yeah. that even a little bit, if you understand mm-hmm. a glimpse of that truth, mm-hmm. you will, I promise, have zero recourse but to praise him.
Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right. And it's funny because, going back to my two daughters, because they are so similar in age, they're only 4 months apart. They have they share the same bedroom. So they have the same beddings and the same little decorations and they are treated equally, Now they are totally different persons and people, but they have the same last name. They have the same bedroom. They have this they have the same resources mm-hmm. across the board. Mm-hmm. And that is for us too. It says here in this verse, we are not only sons, but we are heirs with Christ.
Right. Right. And I do want to clarify that the last little bit of that passage that I read, it says, provided we suffer with him in order that we also may be glorified with him. I do want that little, just at the very end, he's mm-hmm. like, yes, you're joint heirs with Christ. You are adopted, blah, blah, blah. Suffer with him too. I mean, right. Just kind of reminding us. I think it's important for us to realize that when we talk mm-hmm. about being heirs with Christ and heirs of God and children of God and adopted, we may not get the matching comforter on this mm-hmm. earth.
Right.
Our promise and this promise, the promise of the cross, this promise is the one day. Mm-hmm. We're living in the tension of the not yet.
Well, because this is not our home.
Now, but not yet. That's right. Not yet. So what did Christ get on this earth?
A lot of pain and suffering.
Suffering. Sure. And so we can, I mean, what is the verse that says that the servant is no greater than the master? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, how can we expect to not suffer when Christ himself suffered?
Right.
He paid the ultimate sacrifice. Mm-hmm. But that is not what we get to. And this is what we're going to talk about next week. Mm-hmm. Stick around next week. Okay. Because this is exactly what we're going to talk about next week, because our promise, the joint heir, being a joint heir, being adopted, our promise is, yes, we get to experience everything Christ experienced here, which might not be so awesome, but our eventual prize,
future glory,
is the future.
Right.
And it's where we will one day stand with Christ by his side, in front of the Father, and as his child. Mm-hmm. That is astounding to me, knowing what I have done in my life. You know, guessing what you have done in your life, if you're listening to me, and knowing how Christ lived his life, and yet we are the same before the Father because of the sacrifice he made on that cross.
Yeah. I mean, it just makes you want to fall on your knees, really.
It does.
And thank him and soak it all in, because there is nothing like that kind of love. That is a powerful, powerful force in our lives. Mm-hmm. And it makes us look forward to seeing him in heaven. Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons that God gave us our adoption picture on earth, like what you experienced, you've experienced and are experiencing and will for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Or your daughter's life.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that picture was given to us as a picture of who we are as well.
Yes. Yeah.
So next time you think about adoption, as far as in the earthly sense, however it comes up in conversation, you know, someone who's adopted, you've known someone who's adopted, la la la, whatever. Think about that more so than just, I'm rescuing this child out of a situation that was probably going to lead to death.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it. I'm rescuing this child, but think of it more of, this is a picture of what God did to me.
Right.
He rescued me out of certain death.
Yep.
And now we are going to stand as sons and daughters of God.
Yeah. And just as that child is helpless to do anything to change their situation, we were helpless to do anything about ours.
Yep.
She had no God choice. In his love reached down and did it. And because of that, it gives us the ability to live for him.
Yeah. Yes. Good. That's good stuff.
It really is.
That's good stuff. That's a good reminder for us today as we look towards the cross. If you're listening to us live, it's getting closer to Easter. Mm-hmm. And when we celebrate this, obviously, but we also look at it all year and are reminded of the gospel on a regular basis and reminded of who we are in Christ. So I hope that this was a reminder for you today.
Yes. And we'll see you back here next time.
See you then. Bye. Hey friend, it's Jen.
And AJ.
And we have a quick favor to ask.
If we have made you smile on this podcast.
Or encouraged you in any way.
Or hey, if you're just a kind person.
Will you take a moment to leave a 5-star rating for this podcast?
It takes just a second, but it helps others decide whether to listen to this show or not.
Also, if you're on Apple, please drop us a review. We'd love to hear from you in this way.
Thank you so much. And here's a virtual fist bump coming your way.
Fist bump.